When the sun rises or sets as a red-orange portion of the sky, and the dynastic pharaohs believed that that's where their heaven existed. The Duat, it was called, and it was their ultimate goal to end up there. Now, I like to end up there too when it comes to ancient history. I like to have the dark behind me, the light in front of me, and I like to sit in that glowing, beautiful middle spot where you're not really sure if what you're holding on to is 100% factual or 100% fake or somewhere in between, but it's got a good foundation and it's got a solid mystery on the other end. I got a story like that for you today, if you'll bear with me for a few minutes. Hi, my name's Dan. Welcome to Dunking. In Plato's account of Atlantis, he speaks of a mysterious metal, one that was apparently well known to the ancients, but it's kind of lost to us today. In Critias, he says, "And the stone they quarried beneath the central island all around, and from beneath the outer and inner circles, some of it being white, some black, and some red. And while quarrying it, they constructed two inner docks, hollowed out and roofed over by the native rock. And of the buildings, some they framed of one simple color, and others they wove a pattern of many colors by blending the stones for the sake of ornament so as to confer upon the buildings a natural charm. And they cover with brass, as though with plaster, all of the circumference of the wall which surrounded the outermost circle. And that of the inner one they coated with tin, and that which encompassed the Acropolis itself with orichalcum, which sparkled like fire." This mysterious metal orichalcum is not reserved to accounts of Atlantis, but it's spoken of by others as well. For example, Pliny the Elder in the Natural History says, "In Cyprus, where copper was first discovered, it is also procured from another stone, which is called chalcedon. This, however, was afterwards considered of little value, a better kind of being found in other regions, especially that called orichalcum, which was long in high request on account of its excellent quality. But none of it has been found for this long time, the earth having been quite exhausted." So this could well be something that existed, a metal that was very popular in the olden days, but now pretty much forgotten to all but a handful of historians. There are a few hypotheses of what it could be. The words literally translate to mountain copper, and that would support what Pliny the Elder said about the earth being exhausted if it was like a regional alloy that was just naturally occurring. Now, if it was something like a lot of other historians believe, that it was an additive that was made in a certain region, that would make sense as well, unless, you know, that those people died off and then that alloy was lost to history or whatever. That's a possibility as well. Now, if it only showed up in a couple of sources, it would be kind of easy to write off, but that's not the case. For example, the Roman poet Virgil in his Aeneid writes the following, "But he upon his kingly shoulders clasped his corselet, thick orlaid with blazoned gold and silvery orcalock. He fitted him with falchion, shield, and helm of purple plume, blah, 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 blah." And in the Homeric myth to Aphrodite, we see what most scholars agree is probably a reference to orichalcum. "Her ears, which she had pierced, they hung with fine gold jewelry and copper mountain gems. Her snowy white breasts and her tender neck were decked with bright gold neck." Okay, that's enough of that. I'm just going to bookmark this page and, Now, as you can see, there's enough spoken of about this metal in the record for it to potentially be considered real, and it has invited a lot of speculation from historians. But in 2015, that speculation kind of moved from the dark into the Duat because it was a Greek shipwreck found off the coast of Sicily, and in it was 29 bars or ingots, and they had this copper-zinc alloy that many, many historians believe is orichalcum. And there was one guy here on YouTube, at least one guy, who's attempted to recreate it. And you notice the white color when it's polished? That kind of seems to fit the bill, doesn't it? So a lot of scholars have accepted this probably is orichalcum. A lot of other ones are like, I'm not really ready to go that far yet. Maybe, but I'm not going to say that it probably is. Let's see some more finds. And in 2017, they got that because it was 47 more ingots found in another shipwreck off the coast of Sicily. And they were basically the same chemical composition as the first shipwreck that I spoke of a second ago. So it does kind of look like we're looking at basically, potentially, this same kind of, like a process, like they were making it, or at least mining it in that region. It is possible that Plato was right when he spoke of it that way. Now, it'll be interesting to see if any of this shows up outside of Sicily. According to Plato, this metal was very valuable, second only to gold. So if that's the case, you would expect to see like a piece of jewelry here or there, or something in a museum or a private collection made out of this alloy. Now, that's not necessarily true, but you would assume that that would be the case. If it was a valuable metal, you would probably see it show up in one or two other places besides just in ingots. So this may or may not be auric alchem. I mean, unless we find a big old batch of the stuff labeled, or we find like a recipe, I don't really know how we're going to say for 100% for certain that it is or it isn't. But scholars that have weighed in on the shipwreck say that this metal seems to have been treated like it was valuable, which does support the idea that it is auric alchem. So maybe this is the metal they coated the walls of Poseidon's temple in Atlantis with. Or maybe this is just some weird copper alloy from back in the day. We don't really know for sure. Either way, we're standing here in the Duat with this beautiful little mystery, and I, for one, am all about it. Thanks a lot. You guys have a great day. We'll see you next time.